support by Swami Yatesi Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor. Please repeat. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor. Purport. In the revealed scriptures, there are two nomenclatures for the householder's life. One is grahastha and the other is grahamin. The grahasthas are those who live together with wife and children but live transcendentally for realizing the ultimate truth. The grahamedis, however, are those who live only for the benefit of the family members, extended or centralized, and thus are envious of others. The word meri indicates jealousy of others. The grahamedis, being interested in family affairs only, are certainly envious of others. Therefore, one grahamedi is not on good terms with another grahamedi, and in the extended form, one community, society or nation is not in good terms with another counterpart of selfish interest. In the age of Kali, all the householders are jealous of one another because they are blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth. They have many subject matters for hearing, political, scientific, social, economic and so on. But due to a poor fund of knowledge, they set aside the question of the ultimate miseries of life, namely miseries of birth, death, old age and disease. Factually, the human life is meant for making an ultimate solution to birth, death, old age and disease. But the grahamedis, being illusioned by the material nature, forget everything about self-realization. The ultimate solution to the problem of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. And thus, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 8.16, the miseries of material existence, birth, death, old age and disease are removed. The process of going back home, back to Godhead, is to hear about the Supreme Lord and His name, form, attributes, pastimes, paraphernalia and vinegatedra. Foolish people do not know this. They want to hear something about the name, form, etc. of everything temporary, and they do not know how to utilize this propensity of hearing for the ultimate good. Misguided as they are, they also create some false literatures about the name, form, attributes, etc. of the ultimate truth. One should not therefore become a grahamedi simply to exist for envying others. One should become a real householder in terms of the scriptural injunctions. Let us offer prayers to the parampara before we start. Om Jnana Simirandasya Jnana Jana Salakaya Chakshuran Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Venamaham Shri Chaitanya Manovisham Tapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Mahishyam Dadati Swarparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Sadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shirupam Sakrajatam Saganat Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajeevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijanat Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saganat Jalita Shri Vishakanvitam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopicha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Saptakanchana Gaurangi Rade Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pre Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurakrishaye Namaha Vanchakalpa Sarubhyasya Tripasindu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Dinamine
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवाणी पाश्चात्य देशकारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासवी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
सौम्यादीनि राजेन्द्र नृणं सन्धि सहस्रतः अपश्यताम् आत्मतत्त्वं गृहेषु ग्रहमेदिनाम्। Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor. Let us try to recap the scene on the bank of Ganges, and what was the situation like. So Maharaj Parikshit was on the bank of Ganges, surrounded by great personalities, great sages like Kashyapa, Bharadwaja, Angirasa, Atri, Bhrigu, Parashara, Narada and Asita Devala, all great sages were present. And Maharaj Parikshit asked very important question to initially to the sages, and later when Sukadeva Goswami appeared, he repeated the question in slightly different wording to Srila Sukadeva Goswami, by making it very specific. So this question, last week we have discussed this. Pushpa Gopal Prabhu gave us a very wonderful class on this world. So these questions are after the question, about the praising of whatever was class was given. Basically, it is the explanation after the question, that is response from the Sukadeva Goswami, that is Variyan Eshate Prasna Hrito Loka Hitam Rupa Atmavit Sammata Pumsam Shotavyadi Shulyaparaha. So this question is the way of perfection for all persons, what a man should hear, chant, remember and worship in all circumstances, and also specifically when he is about to die, and what he should not do. These are the questions, and that is very well appreciated by Sukadeva Goswami. He responded with this verse, that is the first verse of second canto, first chapter. Variyan Yesha Prashna. Variyan means glorious. This question is so glorious. And because it was about Krishna, because while introducing Sukadeva, while receiving Sukadeva Goswami, while glorifying Sukadeva Goswami, in his words, Maharaj Parikshit gave hint about his attachment for Lord Krishna. So Sukadeva Goswami already know Maharaj Parikshit's heart. So, and then he mentioned that it is really a glorious question. And this question, we all have the tendency to ask questions. The question starts from the very beginning when before we get up also. When the alarm rings, we just feel, what is the time? There is the first question. Then we decide, whether I can sleep for another 10 more minutes. So whether to reset the alarm or what, then that's the next question. So then we think, I had enough sleep. What time yesterday? because we need some justification for another 10 minutes extension. So that we definitely get. And then we get up and then we plan, okay, if we lost already some time, then, you know, we have to ask question about how to make up that time, you know, before we, if we have to complete the chanting before time, you know, and on time, then we have to plan all those things, then next question, then after some time, then the question about the prasad actually. Sometimes, you know, prasad about the bhog comes later and then prasad about prasad comes first. So then once everything is over, then when the time for leaving for the work, then we have various questions about the workplace. So this way the question keep on continuing until we sleep. So, but here the Maharaj Parikshit question, it is a question of a pure devotee. And this is the question with which the entire Bhagavatam is revealed to this. So this is such a significant question. So we can see the questions of Maharaj Parikshit grandfather, that is Arjuna, gave us Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And the question of this great Bhagavata, he is giving us Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is why Sukadeva Goswami said that it is very glorious, glorious question. Variyan yesha prashna. Krito loka hitam nupa. This is loka hitam, means it is for the welfare of the humanity at large. Loka hitam. This is not just a selfish question just for Maharaj Parikshit. The answer to this question is, he is going to help the entire humanity. He is going to, because all the great sages were present and they are going to, whatever conclusions, whatever will be revealed by Sukadeva Goswami, that will be transmitted to the generations to come. So this is going to be lokahitam. Atmavit sammata pumsam. Atmavit is transcendentalist, all kind of transcendentalist, not just the devotees, all kind of transcendentalist. Sammata pumsam. This sammata is approved. It will be approved by all the transcendentalists. Whatever, you know, whatever this question, the genuinity of this question. Shrotavyadishu yappara. So this is about transcendental subject matter. So then this verse is just continuation of the first verse. So here also this ends with Shrotavyadishu. Shrota means hearing. Yappara. About the transcendence. So we start with this question. Now this particular verse. Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nrinam Santi Sahasrasha. So this is many subject matters for hearing in human society. There are so many subject matters. Srila Prabhupada mentions in his lectures, the newspapers, magazines, various other literature related to mundane subject matters of this material world. And there are radio, television, so many things is added later. Of course, radio was there, the television, internet, now is worldwide web. So much of information. And it is said that, you know, I read in one article that the information today, the mundane literature and the information is doubled every 68 days. So it is not difficult to understand if we, you know, if we come across any particular word which we never heard, suppose if we want to know the meaning of that, if you just, you know, type it on the any of the such sites, then we find that there are hundreds of thousands of pages of information available on that particular subject. So much of information, there is no end to it. And the newspapers if you take, each and every city is publishing so many newspapers, and particularly in US and all, each newspaper is coming out with so many editions every day. Even if you see our local newspapers, so if you see the number of words, if you count, I think it may be one canto of Bhagavatam. So people are spending so much time in reading these papers. And what is this? What use is this giving actually? It is so-called current news, current affairs. What is going on today? And something will go on today and tomorrow something will go on. And it is going to continue. And whatever is written, it is not absolute truth. The difference between Srimad Bhagavatam and the newspapers or the articles or the magazines is this is absolute truth. This is truth forever. This was true when it was spoken 5000 years ago, and today we are reading the same Bhagavatam. There is no difference. It is the same original verses. Only we don't have Sanskrit knowledge. So Prabhupada, with Prabhupada's causeless mercy, we are getting this in English language and various other languages of the world for people to understand. Otherwise, it is the same verse. There is no revision on this, you know. Otherwise, you see, in the material world, people make constitution for running a small country, you know. So, and in that, we keep on making so many revisions. Constitution, you know, keep on rules, so many laws keep changing. The law books keep changing. Because we don't know what is right. Because it is not absolute. So it keeps on changing. Whereas, this transcendental subject matter is true forever. So, here, Sukadeva Goswami mentioned that Shrotavyadini Rajendra Ninam Santi Sahasrashah. There are so many hundreds and thousands of such subject matters. Now we can say millions and millions of subject matters. So, and in that, you know, we have to decide what is necessary for us. Only that we should hear. And Prabhupada explains in one of his lectures, one big politician, his name is Madan Mohan Malaviya, I think. So he met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj. And during the course of discussion, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Maharaj mentioned that, you know, we publish monthly magazines in English, Hindi, Bengali, Oriya, Assamese, and one more language he mentioned. And also we have one daily in Bengali, that is, it's the name of his Nadia Prakash. So this politician was really surprised. He said, "You produce every day one paper on your devotional subject matter about God every day." So, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj said that, "What is so surprised about that? What is great about that?" Then, and you know, it was difficult for him to understand, because he was thinking that, you know, God consciousness means just going to the temple and ringing bell and getting some prasad and coming back. This is what is God. This is the conception. And he was a big politician, and who maybe in a very, he is going to rule, and he is going to make policies maybe for the country. So this is the ignorance level of the people. At least, you know, he just, you know, okay, you are surprised, and maybe with some explanation you may accept it. But if you go to the rest of the world, people may not be, you know, interested in hearing all these things. They are so ignorant. That is the level. And to explain to this particular politician, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Thakur Maharaj, he started discussing that, you know, this Calcutta city is a small speck on this universe. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that in 10.42, ekamshena stito jagat, this material world in which this universe is located, this is just 1/4 of the creation, and the spiritual world is 3/4. And in 1/4 this creation, material world, there are innumerable number of universes, and in that, this universe is a small universe, is one of the small universes, one small speck on this whole material world. And in this universe, the Earth is one small planet. There are so many planets. And in, you know, on this Earth, there are so many cities, like Calcutta, maybe, you know, New York, Washington, London, there are so many cities, Singapore, and each city or each country is producing so many newspapers, so many editions, and the subject matters what we are giving is related to not just this one for the creation. It is not about one city or one universe or one planet Earth or one for the creation, that is material world. The subject matter what we cover is about the entire creation, including material world and then 3/4 of the spiritual world. So if there is a leader for us, we can produce every minute a newspaper. So this is what Prabhupada said, and this person, I think he must have got some idea about, you know, some what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj is trying to speak. So when we have so much of information, we get lost in this information. But today this is one of the major problems actually. Because of the old information, and there is a lot of stress. Because from so many places information is coming. And particularly if we are used to, you know, email and all in the offices. See, so many earlier, maybe 10-15 years ago, the people used to get few letters sometime, you know, some information, and you have to reply, and things used to move on, and whatever is today, and the similar way things used to move on. Today, there is so much of communication. And so many, if you don't see your mailbox is full, if you don't have enough memory space. And this is the kind of information which is available, which is forced on us actually. We have no option to be in this material world, to take up some position, so we are put in this situation. And that is the information which is available today. And earlier people used to get hooked to television. I think today the people don't have time for television also. Because there are so many, they develop higher taste. Like, you know, blogging, internet, you know, on the chatting. There are so many things. Because you pay for 24 hours a day, for once you get connected, then you try to make best use of that. So people sit on that. And then so that they have control, and they have much more, because TV can give few channels, maybe few hundred channels TV can give. And this can give, you know, innumerable, whatever you want, whatever comes to your mind, just type it, you get. And some personality in the world, you want to know about some politician, just put your name and get into any blog site and you get information about all his history. So this is how the time is wasted today. The new techniques, new ways of Maya, the Kali, how this, you know, it is influencing our lives. And this is the condition of the most, say 99% of the people are into this. In different ways. And we can see so many unwanted things, you know, which we can see in the media. The so many, you know, affairs between actors and actresses, and some, you know, some glories of some big players. But if we go closer and if you see their life, it is horrible. But, you know, people, because of their, you know, some, you know, God-given skill that they have, and they are glorified, and everybody is trying to encash, and for their own self-gratification. So in this way, so everyone is interested to sell something for his own living or his self-gratification, and the whole population, the humanity, is getting tuned to that, wasting our most valuable human form of life. And the next point is apashyatam atmatattvam. So this is being blind to the ultimate truth. Atmatattvam is knowledge of self, that is, you know, the knowledge of the soul, So apashyatam is being blind, being ignorant. This was the first teaching. If you see the interaction between Arjuna and Lord Krishna, so this is the first subject matter, the important subject matter which was discussed. And Lord Krishna cleared this particular point to Arjuna when he was lamenting and when he was not ready to fight the battle. And he said that, you know, you are not this body, you are so spirit soul. Of course, Arjuna was a great devotee, and it was like, you know, it is like, you know, we can see the interviews. So between some, you know, one interviewer and one expert. So this is the situation which is created to give us this knowledge of the soul. It is not just for Arjuna. It is basically Arjuna was put in that situation by Lord Krishna for us to give this knowledge. So that knowledge is available for everyone. And I was told recently that this knowledge, particularly Bhagavad Gita, is today published in around 78 languages, the known ones. And there may be many which, you know, maybe, you know, people may be publishing and which may not be aware also, because in some part of the world, people are doing amazing work. Recently, you know, I was coming from Bombay to Singapore. I met one devotee. He is from Canada. He is son of a Prabhupada disciple. Name is Gokulanand Prabhu. He is Prabhupada disciple and this devotee. And he is studying. He is a Canadian native devotee, and he is studying in Govardhan. He is a Brahmachari. He is studying in Govardhan on Sanskrit. And they have a project. They are working on a project to translate, you know, all the important Puranas in English. So these are the kinds, you know, type of work which is going on. So there are so many literatures are getting published. And at least, you know, if we have this information in different languages, and then you know, people can make use of this. Otherwise, if today, if it remains in, like, you know, if nowadays people are not interested in reading books also, because once you are hooked to internet, so, you know, people don't read books and they don't have time. So because information related to these subject matters, if it is available on those places, so at least people can make use of that. And that is the work which is done by many centers throughout the world, many temples throughout the world, to spread this Atma Tattvam, knowledge of self. And this Atma Tattvam is mainly talks about the real problem of, you know, our existence. That is, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Dosha Sudarshanam. Bhagavad Gita 13.9 it is mentioned. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. These are the four real problems. And the people in general, they are not interested in this. They just keep aside this particular subject matter, and the time is spent on all mundane subject matters. And why it is important for us to know about this? This is the real problem. With all scientific advancement, technological advancement, today there is no solution for these four basic problems. So there are so many institutions to teach about so many subject matters, you know, scientific developments, technological developments, social, political science, and in that, and medical, about the body, various subject matters related to that, various subject matters related to various the species of life on this earth, and various, you know, the scientific understanding of this material nature, laws of material nature. There are so many subject matters and so many sub-branches in that. But unfortunately, there is no university or there is no institution to teach about the knowledge of self, Atma Tattvam. That is what is mentioned in his verse, Atma Tattvam. So there is no institution existing. And this is the institution which can give that that knowledge which is lacking in the society. So by having all this knowledge, if we don't have a solution for this, the miseries are going to be there, it is going to continue. And we think we are independent, but we are not independent. As long as we are under the control of the four basic problems. And in one of the verses in Bhagavad Gita, it mentioned Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunai Karvani Sarvasha Ahankara Vimudatma Kataham Vitimanyate. The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by three modes of material nature. Being puffed up by false prestige, one thinks that I am something, I am do, I can do. And this is the kind of persons who get attached to these kind of mundane information. They get stuck there. Because they are completely ignorant of Atmatattvam, that is Apashyatam. They are blind to Atmatattvam. That is why for them there is no other way, and they settle down with whatever is available, information available for hearing in these related to these subject matters. But one who is fixed in Atmatattvam, that is I am the spirit soul, I am not anything of this material world. For them, there is no need of this so-called the newspaper, because they are not going to get that knowledge. And say, if we have the literature like Srimad Bhagavatam, all our questions of this life is answered there. And it is only the faith. How much faith we have. Yesterday we were discussing in Vajagovinda meeting, at that time repeatedly Pushpa Gopal Prabhu was mentioning this particular point. How much faith we have. We know that okay, this works, but how much we are involved, how much we are serious about this knowledge which is available. Okay. The people who are not following anything, they are completely ignorant of that. But once we get, some association of the people, devotees, who are into this subject, then it is our duty to seriously study this. I am telling this to myself first. So, then we can depend least on these subject matters. Otherwise, we also tend to feel, to keep us updated, we also have to read some newspapers and sometimes, browse, all the web. And, to the degree we are not having enough faith, to that degree we will be attached to those subject matters on hearing. So how much time is spent on, hearing or reading those subject matters, that is what the lack of faith. Or we feel that, unless we know those, so it is, we may be outdated. But, any material news, if it is of 5,000 years, it is completely outdated. But what we are, reading is ever fresh, all the time. It is not at all outdated. It is perfect. And the process is so perfect. And sometimes, some people used to challenge Srila Prabhupada, are you perfect? Are you a perfect human being? And Prabhupada used to say, with his humility, that I may not be perfect, but what I am, the subject matter we are discussing, what I am giving you is a perfect path. This is perfect. And simply if we know, there's one verse, the Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Janma karma cha me divyam jivam yogeti tattvatah yatva deham punarjanma neti mameti so arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So one who knows the transcendental nature of Lord Krishna, so everything will be revealed to him. We can see the great devotees, their compilation of, you know, various verses or songs. If you see, they may not be highly educated, not highly educated. Some are not educated at all in modern education, you know, methods. You know, last few months ago we were discussing about one great devotee, Purandara Dasa. You know, I was reading about history and he compiled 475,000 songs and verses in his lifetime. And where from this is coming? He is not Oxford written or, you know, Cambridge written or some literary university written where, you know, he studied for many years and then did lot of PhD and then he compiled all these things. No. This knowledge is revealed for the pure devotees. In the same the case with Santa Tukaram. You know, he compiled so many hundreds of thousands of verses. And then because of envious mentality of, you know, so-called upper caste, the people, so then, you know, he was forced to, you know, throw away all his literatures in one of the rivers. And then he was fasting there to get it back. And then he got it back and today it is consisting of some 4,000 verses or something, but the original, the compilation was much more than that. And this person was staying in a small village near Pune. He has not seen any city also. So, and this person, this is the Abhangas, it is called, whatever he has compiled is called Abhangas. He is such an elevated soul. If you read the Abhangas, then we understand his depth. So, but we think that, you know, we need knowledge of current affairs. Because that is the level of faith that we have. And we spend a lot of time in those subject matters. And instead of that, if we can spend more and more time, whatever time available, for the studying or hearing about the transcendental subject matters, then we can make a good progress on this path. And very unfortunate that, you know, I mentioned already about the education and training about Atma Tattva. There is no education. And this is the question that Srila Prabhupada asked when he met the professors and the students in MIT in US, Methodist Church Institute of Technology. And Prabhupada asked, you know, whether you have any department of knowledge which talks about souls or, you know, which differentiates, which talks about, he just a very simple question he asked, that which differentiates between a living person and a dead body. Can any of your department, any of your, you know, the study matters, whether it covers this particular subject matter? It is so simple that way, you know. One person is dead and one the life, and both body is present, but what is gone is the soul. Very simple to understand that way. And it is given in Srimad, you know, Bhagavad Gita, that the size of the soul, where it is located, is so nicely, it is so scientific. And there are so many studies also now conducted in the later part on, you know, near-death experiences, where, you know, the soul during, you know, conducting some serious surgeries like heart surgeries, soul sometimes leaves the body. It remains and it can see what is happening to the body and then it comes back. So this, there are a lot of studies conducted on this subject. But still, there are very few takers for this subject. Because people are so much engrossed in these subject matters, it is difficult for them to come out of it and look at differently. And one of the verses in Bhagavatam, which is related to this is Pumsa Striya Maituni Bhavam Yetan Tayor Yetam Tayor Mito Hridaya Granti Ahu Ato Griha Kshetra Sutapa Vitte Janasya Mohoyam Aham Mameti. The attraction between male and female is a basic principle of material existence. On the basis of misconception, which ties together hearts of male and female, one becomes attracted to the body, home, property, children, relatives and wealth. This way one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. Hridaya Granthi, Prabhupada says, heart not in the heart. So they are basically attached to too many things. One is they cannot see, they are blind to Atma Tattvam, the knowledge of self, and then they are attached to body, because that is what we can see, then body, then home, then the wife, children, money, society, or the country, community. So, in this way, people are fully engaged in these activities. And they don't know what is the purpose of this, what is the purpose, what is the goal of this human life. And they go through so many miseries. So I give some material examples. So one of my friends was mentioning that he attended one marriage of one very great educationist, and he is also a minister, and he runs huge institutions. You name the subject matter that is covered in this institution, and now it is converted into a big university with so many, you know, the investment to the tune of maybe few million or maybe billion dollar investments, if you see the institutions, the investment made, and so many subject matters for study. And this man married, you know, two or, you know, some other relations, and he is having various, you know, these kind of relations, not just one wife. And this, my friend, was attending the marriage of this person's, one of the daughters of one of his wives. And he said, you know, this person, and he's an educationist, and he's running the institutions, big institutions, so many professors are working, he's hiring so many professors, thousands of professors, not hundreds, if you see all the institutions. And he said, this person was completely drunk and he was not able to stand. Because this is the misery one has to go through. And so many dignitaries were attending this marriage ceremony. And this was, you know, big pandal was built on a big, you know, the ground in one of the college institution. And this person was in this condition. Because a small reason is sufficient for a person to completely get bewildered. Maybe one of his wife must have said something, you know, but that is enough for a materialistic person. So what is the use of doing all these things? How much effort this person must have put to do all these things? And this is the condition. So this is the situation of individuals who are so much attached to material things and who have no knowledge or not very keen on understanding or not very serious about Atma Tattvam. And if you talk about people, you know, when you talk about soul, yes, you know, soul, we are good spirit soul, that's what you want to say, right? Because they must have read something and there's nothing beyond, you know, they want us to stop there, you know. So this is the kind of knowledge the people have, and they want to be in ignorance. And the last line of this verse, which is very interesting, is very much applicable to all the grahasthas. And Prabhupada says, so-called grahasthas. So that is graheshu grahamedinam. So Prabhupada mentions in purports that there are two nomenclatures for householder life. One is grahastha and another one is Grahamedi. The Grahastas are those who live together with wife and children but live transcendentally for realizing the ultimate truth. So their center is Krishna. Whereas Grahamedis is one who made his home as his center of activity. They live for the benefit of their family members, extended or centralized. So Prabhupada further explains what is this medi. Graha is same, grahastha and graha medi. So medi, Prabhupada mentions, the medi means it is jealousy. And one who is jealous or envious of others. And in the purport, Prabhupada mentions that, you know, the jealousy first is, you know, he is jealous of others outside the home. Then that becomes collective. There is a jealousy in the society, then in the community, then jealousy between countries. Because there also the same counterparts you will find. So this is how, you know, this is Grahamedi is extending. Grahamedi, Prabhupada further explains in one of his lectures, he says that it is not just only family, just, you know, to your internal family. It is even the extended also. It could be your community, your society, your whatever. Even the some people, it may be complete humanity. They may talk about humanity. But that also does not make one grahastha. The grahastha is very, very broader than grahamedi. And Prabhupada explains that grahastha is the one who can think about all the living entities in entire creation. 8,400,000 species. So, you know, some people who are social workers and, you know, who want to do something for the society, for the humanity, but they neglect completely the other living entities, the animal society. They are not bothered about them. But what we see in the transcendental literature is it covers the entire, all the living entities in this creation. So that is the broad-mindedness of the spirituality. And this we cannot think of in the material world. In the Grahamedi life, we can see it is not that, you know, the individual are attached, you know, the husband, wife, children, you know, they are within that and they are attached to each other. Even that is not the condition if we look at closely. Even there, if you see, in the purely materialistic people, the husband wife also, they exploit each other. So much of exploitation. Everybody is trying to advantage of the other. So everybody is interested in, you know, what is in it for me, in anything. So when in any house Krishna is not the center, the God center is not, God is not the center, then this is what can happen, because everybody is self-centered. And I was listening to one lecture of my Guru Maharaj, wherein Maharaj was giving about statistics about, you know, the divorce figures in US. You know, more than 70% of the marriages break within 3 years. And Maharaj was mentioning that recently the statistics shows somewhat decline in this percentage. And the people who are working, you know, because there are so many people carrying out this research work, and they found that people are no more interested to marry because it's too complex and too costly to get into legal tangle, and, you know, then, you know, you have to hire advocates and, you know, you have to file, put up papers and claims, and there are so many things. So it is a lot of waste of time. So they found new ways. And nowadays they call it as, you know, living in relation. Very loose relationship. And Prabhupada mentions, you know, these kind of relations, Prabhupada very repeatedly says, like cats and dogs. And this is standard word.
It's exactly cats and dogs. Because we are interested in only four activities. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maituna. There are four things: eating, mating, sleeping, defending. The four activities. How to do these activities very nicely? That is the only goal of life. There is nothing beyond that. And people who are very nicely following this, and with some skill they have, and people are, whole world is following them as role models, and they are considered celebrities. And this is the situation, the bad state of affairs that we can see. And even within the Grahamedi life, so it is basically, you know, it is so much of selfish interest and to take care of the bodily needs, or to satisfy one's own ego, or some prestige, or that. As long as that is there, people stay together. As long as they find whatever they are looking for, it is not there, they are separated. And that is causing so many problems. So there are so many psychiatrists doing a very good business, because there are so many problems, so many stress related problems. We can understand, you know, if there is a difference of opinion, or if there is a, you know, the light misunderstanding between husband and wife, the what both should go through. And if one has to come to the point of separation, what they must be going through. And to overcome this, what they do? They get into alcohol, they get into so many other habits. And many people we find, they are not interested in going home actually. They come straight away from the office, they go to some pub or some place, and then they go home just sleeping. So, they cannot even lead a good life of Grahamedi actually. Even one try to become a Grahamedi, or one who is a Grahamedi. So, even that is not there. So, this shows that it is not even easy to lead a life of Grahamedi today. Because of self-centered approach. And I heard in one of the devotees mentioning that, it was mentioned in one of the lectures, today, you need training to live as a Grahamedi. Forget about grahasta is too far. And so this is the condition, this is the situation. And it is really the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada that, you know, we are put in such a nice situation wherein, you know, we can be in the association of the wonderful grahastas who are sincerely putting all the effort to live the life in the way which is described in the scriptures, by following the regulative principles, by chanting the holy name, by trying to remember Krishna all the time. So this is so wonderful. And recently, you know, last week, I was in Germany visiting some work. I was there, so I had free time on Saturday and Sunday, and I was very fortunate to attend two programs, weekend programs, in two temples. One is Wiesbaden and one is Cologne. So it is so wonderful. So any part of the world, you just go in your dhoti kurta with a kanti mala, and you know, you have your entry. And absolutely, you are very much part of them. So it is so wonderful. And this is mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And all the devotees were all local German natives. And the same system we can find. The same structure, the same way they dress. It was amazing to see so many Matajis who were, you know, who were serious devotees. And who were, you know, all were in saris. And they were not, you know, they didn't know actually how to wear sari actually. The way they were, you know, the wrapping the sari, somehow they managed to wrap around. And you know, this is, whatever Prabhupada said, they try their best to follow. So amazing. So, you know, the, I took a cab from the place where I was staying, and this driver, he is from Afghanistan, he is an Indian from Afghanistan. So, and you know, he dropped me and he saw the so many people in sari. He was shocked to see, in Germany, in sari. Because he came also in, you know, in Bombay and all, he saw, you know, okay, in India how people wear and all of it. He is an Indian actually, but he, you know, he was staying in Afghanistan and from there he went to Germany and now he is a citizen there and he is, oh, in Germany also so many things are. So you know, people can do all these things. So, and I was, you know, observing the kirtan. In one of the centers where I went, and the Matajis were leading, one of the Mataji was running the center. A very senior Mataji. And they have changed, every 10 to 15 minutes, a different person was leading the kirtan. And every person, the 5 persons they changed the, during the time I was there, and everyone was able to play harmonium and lead the kirtan. And they were changing one Prabhu and one Mataji like that. So 3 Matajis and 2 Prabhujis. And the same thing I saw when I went to the other temple, Kolon, where also the same thing, one Mataji, one Prabhuji, and everybody was able to play harmonium. And so much absorbed in kirtan. And so many grahastha devotees, and really, you know, they are fully dedicated to this cause. They just, you know, their first priority, we can clearly see, is Krishna consciousness. And then, for maintaining this, whatever is required, they do some work, you know, some part-time work, something, you know, to keep everything going, to support themselves. Otherwise, they are so much absorbed. The number is not big, there are very few, but they are so much involved, and so much interested to propagate this news. When I contacted one of the places, and they said they know, this place, that one of the places I visited was not very easy to reach. It was almost in the jungle actually. So they asked, you know, okay, can we, if you can tell us that what time you are coming, you know, we can send you a car and with somebody, you know, they can pick you up and so many things out of the way. And any time you call, they are available. Their address is available on the website and from there you call, the devotees are available all the time to discuss. And this is the kind of involvement with which, and that's what we can see here also, the devotees. So wonderful. When I first came from Pune, and I never felt that, you know, I'm in Singapore. It is so wonderful. You feel at home on the very first day, the very moment you join, you feel that you are part of, you know, part of it. Well, even though when we see that, you know, our literatures, when we see what level the Goswamis and the Acharyas used to lead their lives, and various great grahasthas like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, we feel we are nowhere, but that is true. But at the same time, if you see the life outside, the people outside, and we can really feel that we are very fortunate, we are saved. And if you become little serious, we can make great progress. So now I got indication from Prabhuji, Srinivasal Prabhu. So let us end the class here. And whether we have any questions for any time for questions? One question. Okay, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Questions, comments, any remarks?